The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning. I'd like to continue with this theme that I introduced with the practice note this morning. This idea that what we're longing for, we can't force to happen. Things that we're really longing for, things that are important to us, well-being, peace, love, freedom. Even though this idea of working with force might work in other areas of our life, if I'm getting that jar open, just a little more force is needed. But there's a way in which when we're trying to force things, often there's a way in which there's a subtle type of, like everything else is wrong and I have to make this thing happen. The subtle amount of saying no to what's there, as opposed to being open to what's there, what's here. So I'd like to start with a poem that points to this, maybe this profound or aspect of practice, that often the first time we hear this teaching, we're dismissive. I would say the 500th time we hear it, we're dismissive. Because pushing works in so many other areas of our life, of course we can like bring that movement towards our meditation practice. Of course we do. I know at least I did. And I hear a lot of people doing this. So here's a poem that points to something a little bit different. And recently I went for a hike just on this past weekend where this experience happened to me, and it brought to mind this poem, and it reminded me of this way, or this experience reminded me of this poem. And this morning I was thinking about, there's so many different teachings that could be here, and I'll offer this one as a part of this poem. I'll say the title at the end. It's by Rosemary Truemer, a poet I'm often quoting. And it goes like this. Only when I stop hiking do I finally see the flowers of the wild blueberries. First one, then five, then they are everywhere, everywhere. How did I miss all the tiny pink bells that will soon become dark, sweet fruit? How often in my haste do I miss what is right here, the thing I most long to see? Once I start seeing the blueberry flowers, I can't stop seeing them. Sometimes it's like this, with kindness, with peace, with beauty, with love. I'll read it again. Only when I stop hiking do I finally see the flowers of the wild blueberries. First one, then five, then they are everywhere, everywhere. How did I miss all those tiny pink bells that will soon become dark, sweet fruit? How often in my haste do I miss what is right here, the thing I most long to see? Once I start seeing the blueberry flowers, I can't stop seeing them. Sometimes it's like this, with kindness, with peace, with beauty, with love. This poem is called Sacred Pause by Rosemary Truemer. There's this way in which we might subtly believe that we need to like manufacture, create, force things to happen, making the mind quiet, creating a better self, this big self-improvement project, or getting the right experience. And in the way of we're doing this is in such a manner that we're like narrowing our focus because we're busy measuring. Am I there yet? Do I have what I want yet? Have I achieved that yet? And the answer is always no. So we spend our life kind of like measuring, like narrowing our focus and dismissing what's actually here. Dismissing what might be what we're looking for, but it's disguised. Might be what we're looking for, but it's not obvious or not in the way that we are imagining. Or maybe what's available in like this poem, maybe we're looking for the fruit, but what's we're noticing is the flower. But because it's not the fruit, we get rid of the flower, or we like, oh, the flower doesn't matter. Forgetting that the flower creates the conditions for the fruit. Fruits come from flowers, let alone the beauty of flowers. And then the flowers, they are appearing because the conditions are there. It's springtime. There's been rain. There's soil. There's seeds. So rather than this idea that we have to make things happen, force them to happen, what if there's this idea of like, oh, things arise through conditions. And one of the conditions can be just being available, being receptive, noticing what's actually here, this moment. What's actually arising? And can it be okay, even just for a moment? And that movement, that shift from can it be okay, can we be present, creates the conditions for an unfolding, for greater kindness, greater peace, greater love, greater freedom. It's such a small movement to just say, okay, there's a discomfort in the knee while I sit here. And instead of like trying to make it be different, force it be different, or dismiss it and avoid and distract, can we just acknowledge it? Can we respect whatever this moment is offering? And that movement of being open to, that movement of respecting, that movement of receiving creates the conditions for what we are most longing for, I would say. And it's available all the time. So Rosemary Trummer, she's named this poem Sacred Pause. That's not language that I would tend to use, but maybe it's meaningful for you. Is there a way that we can pause? Can we interrupt the momentum of trying to find something different, something better, get us further along this self-improvement project? It turns out to be pretty simple. And the mind will protest and say, no, 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 you have to do something. You have to make something happen. But this movement towards being with, allowing, receiving creates the conditions for what we're longing for, but it also creates the conditions for wisdom, our greatest wisdom to arise. This wisdom that's pointing to what to do next, or this wisdom that maybe it's saying to stay here, or maybe it's saying not to do that other thing, or whatever it is. But this does require some trust. to not be forever running away from this present moment in search of something else, but some trust that, okay, I can be here for this experience, even if it is uncomfortable, even if it seems boring, even if it seems like it doesn't have anything noteworthy, worthwhile. Can we do it anyway? Because maybe like in this poem where it's only when they stopped hiking that they saw the blueberry flowers. I think we often have this experience that when we actually just stop, we realize that there's more available, there's more wisdom, there's more ease, more peace, more freedom. So we don't have to force, we don't have to manufacture, manipulate to get what we most long for. Instead, can we practice in a way that notices what's here, right now, this moment, with a recognition that this noticing creates the conditions for peace, ease, freedom, well-being? And can we trust, learn to trust through experience? You don't have to believe me one bit. Just try it. And with experience, we learn to trust the moment to ripen into whatever's next. So may you find blueberry flowers when you stop hiking. When there's a, can there be a certain settling, interrupting the momentum of this sense of I have to get somewhere? And may you find something that's beautiful that can blossom into just what you're looking for. Thank you.